Rapid audition chains for break saturation in drum and bass, in Ableton Live. Intermediate workflow lesson. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to make a break go from nice sample to this actually rolls in a DNB tune. Saturation. The catch is, saturation is a rabbit hole. You can spend half an hour swapping devices, tweaking drive, changing tone, losing the groove, and you still don't know what option is actually best, because everything gets louder and your ears get tricked. So today you're building a rapid audition system. One audio effect rack with multiple saturation characters, gain-matched, and switchable instantly with a single macro. Think of it like preset surfing, but built for your specific break, your specific track, and your bass line. By the end, you'll be able to hit play, turn one knob, and a slash B 8 different break saturation vibes in seconds, in context, without destroying your pocket. Let's do it. First, prep the break so the audition is real world, not fantasy land. Drop a break loop into an audio track. Could be an Amen chop, think break, or even a modern DNB tops loop. Set your warp. For classic breaks, start with beats mode because it keeps the transient snap. If you get weird clicks or it's falling apart, you can try Complex Pro, but be aware it can smear transients a bit. We want the break to still feel like a break. Now do a little cleanup, because saturation is like a magnifying glass. If there's junk in the sample, saturation makes it louder and more annoying. Add an EQ 8 before anything else. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz. You don't need sub energy in the break. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, gently tame 7 to 10 kHz. Don't overdo it. This is just setting the stage so your distortion feels intentional. Now, build the container. On the break track, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list, the little button with the lines. Create 8 chains. Name them like a producer would, not like an engineer would. You want quick decisions. Here are solid names. 01 warm tape. 02 clip tight. 03 mid bite. 04 crunch parallel. 05 dirty tube. 06 harsh kill dark. 07 rave smash. 08 clean control. That last one is important. Clean control is your reality check. If you can't beat the clean version, you're not improving the break, you're just adding noise. Before we start building chains, quick coach note, put a limiter after the entire rack while you're designing, not for the final mix. Just as a safety net, chain switching can spike peaks, especially with clippers, pedal and redux. Set the ceiling to about minus 0.5 dB. Look ahead 1 to 3 milliseconds. Again, safety only. Bypass it later when you're doing final gain staging decisions. Now let's build the characters. We're using stock Ableton devices, and the goal is variety. Different flavors that are instantly recognizable when you flip between them. Chain 01, warm tape. Add saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. After that, add EQ 8 if you want a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 to plus 2 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. At the end of the chain, add utility. That utility is going to be your gain matching knob later. This chain is for glue and density. It should feel like the break is slightly more printed, not obviously distorted. Chain 02, clip tight. Add saturator again, but set it to digital clip. Drive around plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Soft clip off. Let it bite. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, not constant crushing. Then utility at the end. This chain is for that modern, tight, forward break sound that locks with a rolling bass line. If the break needs to be more in your face without getting fizzy, this one often wins. Chain 03, mid-bite. Add overdrive. Turn the filter on. Set frequency somewhere like 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Drive 20 to 40%. Tone 60 to 75%. Dynamics 30 to 50%. Then EQ 8 if it gets spitty. A little dip around 4 to 6 kHz can save you. Then utility, this is your the break vanished when the reese came in fix. Mid-bite is about presence, not volume. Chain 04, crunch parallel. This one is meant to be blended, so it's naturally more extreme. Add drum bus. Drive 10 to 25%, crunch 10 to 35%. Boom usually off for breaks, because your real kick and sub live elsewhere. Transients anywhere from minus 5 to plus 5 depending on the sample. Then add a saturator after it. Drive plus 2 to plus 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then utility at the end. And here's the key. Turn this chain down compared to the others. This is an underlay chain that adds intensity without deleting your main transient clarity. Chain 05, dirty tube. Add dynamic tube. Try tube types B or C. Drive 3 to 6. Pull the output down to compensate. Add EQ8 with a low shelf cut if it muddies up. Maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB at about 120 Hz. Then utility. This chain is for grime. Hardware is chew. If your hats and snare need attitude, this one is tasty. Chain 06, harsh kill dark. This is your dark roller chain. Aggressive, but controlled on top. Add saturator, analog clip. Drive plus 4 to plus 8 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter in low pass mode. Bring frequency down somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz until the harsh fizz disappears. Keep resonance low, like 0.3 to 0.7. Then utility. This chain is a secret weapon. Sometimes heavier is not brighter. Often, heavy DNB is brutal in the mids, but the top is politely controlled. Chain 07, Rave Smash. This is your jungle warehouse switch up, not for the entire track, usually. More like fills, last bar hype, or a moment before the drop. Add pedal, distortion mode. Drive 20 to 35%, tone 40 to 55% so it doesn't ice pick you. Then redux, downsample around 2 to 6 for a crunchy edge. Bit reduction 0 to 2, tiny amount. Then utility. If you go too far, it becomes novelty. The sweet spot is whoa, that's nasty but still musical. Chain 08, clean control. Either nothing at all, or utility only. The point is, a true bypass reference. Now let's set up macros so this rack is actually fast. Open the macro controls on the rack. We're going to create a few useful macros. Macro 1 for drive. Macro 2 for tone. Macro 3 for mix. Macro 4 for output trim if you want a global control. Macro 5 for chain select, which is the audition magic. Here's a mapping strategy that keeps it musical. When you map drive, don't give every device the same full range. Set different min and max values per chain so macro 1 always lives in the usable zone. For example, warm tape might be mapped from plus 2 to plus 7 dB, because it can take it. Digital clip might be mapped only plus 1 to plus 4 dB, because past that it can get ugly fast. That way you can sweep macro 1 and it always feels like more of the same vibe, not suddenly destroyed. Now, about mix. The simplest, fastest parallel system is this. Create a new chain called DRY. Leave it empty, or maybe just the same cleanup EQ if you want consistency. Then your saturation chain sit alongside the DRY chain. You blend using chain volumes. It's not the fanciest macro-mapped parallel system, but it's fast, it's reliable and it keeps you focused on musical decisions. If you want, you can later map a macro to DRY volume and the active chain volume, but with lots of chains it can get messy. The DRY chain plus quick volume changes is a great intermediate workflow. Now, the main event. One knob chain auditioning. Click the chain view inside the rack so you can see the chain selector ruler. For each chain, set its zone to a single value so only one chain plays at a time. So warm tape is at selector position 0, and its zone is 0 to 0. Clip tight is 1 to 1. Mid byte is 2 to 2. And so on, up to 7. Then right-click the chain selector and map it to macro 5. Set the macro 5 range from 0 to 7. Now hit play and turn macro 5. You're instantly swapping saturation characters like presets. Pro move. MIDI map macro 5 to a hardware knob. Even better, map it to increment and decrement buttons if your controller can do that, because it becomes like scrolling options. You'll make decisions faster. Next, gain matching. This is the difference between I think I like it and I actually like it. Saturation almost always sounds better when it's louder. Your brain hears louder is better, fuller, clearer, punchier even if it's worse. So, loop a busy section of the break, ideally somewhere with snare, hats, and ghost notes. Now switch chains while watching the meter. Use the utility at the end of each chain to match levels. Aim to keep the break within plus or minus 1 dB across chains. If you want to be extra serious, check LUFS short term on the break group, because perceived loudness can change even when peaks match, especially if one chain compresses or softens transients. The main goal is fair comparison. Another coach trick, audition at two listening levels. Do your first pass at a moderate level, then turn your speakers way down, like almost whisper level, and audition again. If the break disappears at low volume, it's usually lacking mid-presence, not high-end fizz. That's where chains like mid-byte often win. Also, speed up decision-making with visuals. Color-code your chains. Green for safe, yellow for hype, Red for special effects. Your brain commits faster when it sees this is the risky one instantly. Now we audition in context, because DNB is not a solo break genre. Your break sound depends on the bass, the reese, the synths, everything. Put in a simple bassline, even placeholder, a sub around 45 to 60 HC depending on key, and a mid bass layer if your track has one. Now make a quick arrangement, 16 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 8 bars breakdown, whatever. The point is, sections, automate macro 5, chain select, intro might be warm tape or even clean, drop might be clip tight or crunch parallel, and for a fill or last bar before the drop, switch to rave smash for one bar and snap back on the downbeat. That one bar brutality trick is classic jungle energy. It creates tension and release without rewriting the drums. Now, quick mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. 1. Not gain matching. You'll pick the loudest chain every time. 2. Oversaturating the low mids, like 150 to 400 HE. That's where breaks get cloudy and start fighting your bass. 3. Killing transients. If you clip hard and then compress too much, you flatten the groove. DNB needs snap and motion. 4. Auditioning solo. A chain that sounds insane solo can disappear or get annoying in the full mix. 5. No clean reference. Always keep clean control. Let's add a few darker, heavier pro tips. If you want heavy, try going aggressive, then darkening the top. Brutal saturation plus a gentle low pass around 10 to 14 kHC can sound heavier than bright fizz. Fizz sounds small next to a big sub. Controlled aggression sounds massive. Parallel crunch is king. Keep a punchy main chain and blend a nasty underchain, like that crunch parallel chain, under it. And sometimes transient control before distortion is the move. A tiny bit of drum bus with transient slightly negative before a clipper can make things slam thicker instead of just sharper. If you want extra credit sound design, here are a couple fast ideas. You can create a snap parallel chain. EQ8 high pass around 600 to 1K so it's only attack texture, mild saturator, maybe the gate so it only pops on hits, and blend it low. That adds excitement without turning hats into constant hiss. Or try pre-emphasis into saturation, boost around 3 to 5 kHC before distortion, then cut the same amount after. You force the saturator to generate harmonics, then you restore the tonal balance. It's a great way to make snares speak without sounding harsh. Practice exercise 10 to 15 minutes. Pick a break, warp it tight, build a smaller rack with only 4 chains, warm tape, clip tight, crunch parallel, and dark. Gain match them. This audio version is shortened for playback.